What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Real Pod. It's your host, Victoria Garrick, and this is the podcast where we hold nothing back.
Oh, so we're getting deep, huh?
I really cried for 12 days straight.
Why do I want to be perfect? There's nothing in my life that is perfect.
Every week, I'll bring you honest, unfiltered, and eye-opening conversations to help uncover the real in all of us.
I crave the type of content that you're talking about.
I actually felt insecure.
Oh my God, am I going to cry?
Let me just unload everything.
New episodes every Wednesday. Leave those filters at the door because it's time to get real.
Maxwell, welcome back to Real Pod.
Since when do you call me Maxwell?
I do it sometimes.
Sometimes.
But it's true. Not really your name.
Either. Better that than some of the other nicknames you have for me. Your friends have for me.
Yeah, that's true. Your birth certificate is just Max, so I like to add some pizzazz when I can.
Keeping it clean.
I'm excited because our bachelor and bachelorette parties are literally next weekend. By the time anyone's listening to this, we will be days away. We wanted to record this, you know, in close proximity to keep the emotions fresh. Anyways, kicking it off. So I will be reading questions from the Real Pod listeners, and we're going to be answering them. Does that sound good, babe?
Let's do it. I'm going in blind. I have no idea what's being asked.
I know. Okay, so this one's easy. We're just going to, you know, we're going to warm it up. How is wedding planning going?
I feel like I should be asking you that.
I know. I was going to tell you before the interview to like throw some questions back at me, but I forgot
to tell
you.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, how's it been?
It's been good. I would say things are going swimmingly. We're kind of in the phase where there's like not as much to do on the day-to-day because like all the big ticket items are done and you can't really plan out all the tiny details until you get like a little bit closer. But next up will be kind of meeting with florist, going over reception, table settings, and things like that. So yeah,
we've
it's good.
We got the tux appointment for the groomsmen this Saturday, which will be fun. But yeah, I feel like we've had all the big stuff out of the way for a few months. I'm sure LG probably feels differently. She's been staying busy, but all the big stuff's been out of the way for a while.
Yes, LG as in Lainey Garrick. She is always finding something to do for the wedding. I want to ask one more question. People were asking like how involved you are and how we are doing with the process. How would you describe it? Because I think what we're doing like works for us, but I feel like I don't want to generalize, but most guys that I know and I've talked to my friends, they don't really care to be involved. Like not in a bad way, but
yeah.
It's just like, whatever. They're just like, I'm down to show up and marry you. Like,
yeah, the classic line is just show up, smile, and say yes, and then they all figure it out. I feel like I've been a little bit more involved with that. I mean, the reality is it's you and your mom's like show. This is you guys love every nuance of this. I'm not as involved. Like, I could care less about the flower setup, but I feel like I have certain elements that I do have a take on.
Right.
Most recently, like the seating arrangement, the tasting, what we're gonna serve at dinner, things
yeah.
of that nature. I will speak up and be involved, but I'm not. I mean, you guys have like Monday morning calls every other week, like every week.
Right. Max has a few things where he's like, okay, I need to be involved in this. Like the big, big things, which I totally get. And I love that you want to be a part of that. I would definitely be sad if you were like, I don't care what we serve or I don't care who sits where. Like, so I like your involvement. It's perfect for me. Because
I also feel like I have a good like barometer. Sometimes, you know, you guys... Nothing gets done until, hey, a third voice comes in here.
Right.
that might be a little strong, but I don't know. I feel like I'm
It's not that nothing gets balance. Done, but my mom and I like talk ourselves into circles until you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's the classic line. Wait a minute.
Yeah, you literally always do that to
us. We don't need this, or wait a minute, this would be sick. And yeah.
Okay, well, there's our little update. We're going to, you know, shift into the batch content because that's the tea. That's what we're really here for. So they are this coming weekend. And where are we going? So my friends and I are going to Cabo in Mexico. And Max, what about you?
We're Vegas bound, baby.
I know, which at first I didn't really care. I was like, yeah, do whatever you want. And then I was hanging out with Ella. You guys know my friend Ella Halika. She's been on the pod. And she was like, you're letting him go to Vegas?
Yeah, don't let Ella spook you out. Get out of here.
And
Ella.
I was like, why is that a bad thing? She was like, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Yeah, get out of here. Get out
And then
here.
I started spiraling in the pool. Like, should I have said he couldn't go to Vegas?
We gotta, Ella, come on now. Come on now. We gotta look out for your boy. But
hey, Ella's looking out for her sis over here.
It's true. No, I feel like it took me longer to land on Vegas than it did you, Cabo. You were pretty dialed in Cabo early.
I knew instantly that I wanted to do Cabo. I just never got to go on spring break because of volleyball, and I never really wanted to. Even if I could, I was just drained. And so I haven't been to Cabo. Like, I've only been once and it's been years. So I was like, yes, I want to go there, especially since the wedding is not destination and it's in California. I thought that would be fun. What made you choose Vegas?
Yeah, my squad's larger than yours, so it's harder to get 14 dudes to Cabo. And I'm merging different friend groups and different personality types and dudes that like golf, dudes that like drinking, dudes that like partying, different personality types. And so Vegas has it all. Like, no one's going to be bored. No one's not going to have entertainment. And yeah, it was the perfect balance.
Okay, that was actually the next question that was submitted. Tell me about who is coming on your trip. How many
the
people
roster?
There are. Yeah, tell me the roster. How many are groomsmen? How many aren't? And how did you decide on, like, you know, who you're having?
15 dudes are coming, 13 of which are groomsmen.
Yeah, that the number is so large.
It's my three brothers, my one to-be brother-in-law. My other brother-in-law won't be able to make it. And then four or five high school friends and five college friends. So the merging of every phase of life.
Which you're excited for, to have all those people
together.
It's the
first time. My brothers are way older than me too. So they're 7 years older than me. Seven, 9, and 12 years older than me. They have to rally for the cause.
And it can be nervous meshing like friend groups and people in your life. But it's also fun because it's like, selfishly, everyone that you love is there and you hope that they all love each other.
And they're going to have a blast. Like, everyone gets along. For my high school buddies that are going to be there, they know, or my older brothers know them as like elementary school friends, middle school friends, my receivers in high school. Like, the fact that we're all grown-ups, 27 years old, it'll be a different dynamic. But no, it'll be fun. Everyone's good vibes. Having half the squad come in on Friday, doing a little golf day, and then we'll do up the Vegas scene on Saturday, Sunday.
Love that.
What's the lowdown with your squad? Who's going?
We have 10 people, including myself, so 9 friends. I'm having my 5 bridesmaids, and then I have 4 other really great friends who are coming. I have such a close-knit, like, wedding party that I knew that I wanted my bachelorette to be, you know, my other great friends. I always knew I would invite people that weren't my bridesmaids, but were still, like, my really great friends. I actually never thought I would be someone who had a bachelorette with 9 other people. I just feel like growing up, I saw those girl group photos on a boat with like all these people. And I was always like, oh my gosh, that's not going to be me. Like, I can't even think of these who I would invite to this, let alone if I even felt close with them. And I don't know, like, the stars have aligned the past 2-3 years where I feel like I've really been able to cultivate more friendships than before. And I've been wanting to do a solo episode on, like, literally how I've made more friends. The summary is, like, just being more open to different relationships, not labeling them. A lot of it was just changing the way I viewed relationships. But I feel so grateful to have 9 people joining me who I really believe I'll be friends with for life.
The additional 4, too, are all great vibes.
Just
all
the great best energy. Vibes. Yeah. The best vibes. So
you're merging squads as well, but everyone's of the same age group. For the most part.
Yeah, and everyone kind of met at the bridal shower. And we're girls. So we've all been on text chains, you know, getting to know each other. It's all.
Yeah, your squad has like 2 different chains. There's no event is like there's no unplanned hour in this entire
Truly. Okay, so that's the next question, which is, who is planning your bachelor parties? So I'll go first, I guess, because you just said that. I did not want to know anything. I'm like such a planner, and I I think, get way too controlling about anything in life. So I love the fact that I was able to be like, besties, you take the reins. Like, I will just be thrilled to be there. And that I had...
Everyone falls in line too. Everyone knows the standard of the Victoria Garrick bachelor party.
Okay, but they also like are excited
of course,
to
of
do
course.
It. They like, I also, it's not like I had friends where I was like, I want you to do all these things if I want. I literally was like, I mean, I have my maid of honor, Aubrey, is the best. She jokes that she's been like training to plan this bachelorette for her whole life. And she's like, so excited to take the wheel.
Over the years, have you dropped little hints to Aubrey about, hey, I would love to do this, or hey, don't do this, or this is what I want that weekend?
No, I've never said that.
Because you did on my proposal, you definitely dropped hints over the years that I was like, all right, I remember Vic said this 2 years ago, can't do this. And Aubrey would be the same way, like, well, she said this one time, so be wary of this. What
that's
do you think?
That's funny. I with the proposal, yes, because like that's like this big, big thing. The proposal is one thing. The bachelorette, like I know. I haven't been growing up dreaming of my bachelorette, actually. And I have been avoiding consuming any and all bachelorette content because I don't want to like see what everyone else is doing and then have expectations and FOMO. Like, I don't know. Like, I just think it's unhealthy. Like, the way that social media creates false expectations for anyone, I literally am not exaggerating when I say I have never searched, like, bachelorette parties and, like, scrolled through. I've had a few come across my feed when I was looking at other wedding inspo things, but I have not sought it out because I don't want expectations. I don't want to put pressure on my friends. Like, the fact that they are all willing to give me a weekend and, like, they want to go to Cabo and they're coming for me, like, that is enough. And so I'm really trying to set no expectations. You know, whatever they do for me, I will be grateful. I have not stepped into control, tell people what to do at all. And I'm so thrilled. Like, Aubrey and Natalie really have been spearheading it. So grateful for them. Like, little things here and there, they've told me, you know, we're going to have a night that's themed in this way. That's all we're going to tell you. So make sure you have, like...
And you run to your computer and get the outfit and
like,
buy the boots.
They're like,
and they're
just
here
make sure
3 days
you have,
later.
Yeah, they're like, just make sure you have boots. I'm like, okay. So little things like that.
I'm the exact opposite. I'm going to be watching The Hangover here this weekend, getting my mind right, watching film.
So do you know what's happening with your trip? Who's planning it? Tell us the gist.
I know much more than you do. Yeah, I definitely know the broad strokes itinerary. I'm sure there's some surprises up their sleeves a little bit, but I know the events. My best man, Nick Splendorio, childhood best friend, he's been running point, but it's been a group effort. Geese, Plewer, Wood have been helping him out, Dooley a little bit as well. So, I mean, guys and girls are so much different in this.
Yes.
Guys, especially with Vegas, it's let's just all get there. We have a few main events. We got a couple dinner reservations. Couple rounds of golf, we'll figure out the rest.
Literally. Whereas girls are like, you're right, every single hour is planned. We all have outfits, we're matching, we're doing things like that. Okay, if you're not going on your bachelor or bachelorette this Memorial Day weekend, that's okay. You could still be itching to spend time outdoors or do something fun. And if you are, Macy's has everything you need to make your get-together the best on the block. They've got outdoor dinnerware in fun, translucent colors. I'm obsessed with that. Why have things be boring? Let's make our dinnerware fun, right? They have barbecue tools to keep the burgers coming and the outdoor furniture to seat the whole crew. I'm actually so excited about that. I've been scrolling it all day. I'm deciding what to order because I haven't updated my outdoor furniture in over a year. I'm looking to upgrade, and Macy's is the place that I'm going. Plus, don't forget to pick up fun in the sun essentials like swimsuits, sunscreen, sunglasses, and so much more. All of this can be found at Macy's.com. Head over to Macy's.com for everything you need this Memorial Day weekend. I love the variety Macy's offers. You can get clothes, you can get dinnerware, you can get outdoor furniture. Whatever you need, you can find at Macy's.com. So head over to Macy's.com today for all of your Memorial Day essentials and beyond. Now, I'm really hoping we're not going to need couples therapy after these weekends are over, but if we do, we're going to BetterHelp. And I'm so grateful BetterHelp sponsors this podcast because at BetterHelp.com/RealPod, you can get 10% off your first month of therapy by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/RealPod. Now, what is BetterHelp? Look, it's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can connect in a safe and private online environment. It is so convenient. You can do it from the comfort of your own home, and you can start communicating with a counselor in just under 48 hours. And that's major because I know if I want to talk to someone or something's on my mind, I want to do it now. And the fact that you can start communicating with a professional in under 48 hours is unreal. Whether you are stressed, overwhelmed, or dealing with anything in your personal life, depression, anxiety, sleep issues, trauma, family conflict, self-esteem, you name it, BetterHelp is there for you and anything you share is confidential. You can head to betterhelp.com/realpod today for 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, better, B-E-T-T-E-R, help, HELP.com/realpod today for 10% off your first month. So yeah, I mean, the next question I want to talk about just briefly, I don't want to get into it totally because it's not like really what we're here to discuss, but a lot of people did ask about budgets. Like when you have all these different friends and all these different budgets, like how are you managing it? And how are you not feeling guilty that people are spending on you? For me, I feel like things really figured themselves out. There's been a lot of ease from the standpoint of like, all 10 of us are on similar pages and had similar expectations, and there haven't been any huge like disagreements or issues. In terms of the guilt, like I know I want to absolutely ball out and go super hard for my best friends, and I think that they feel the same way for me. And if there have been any like budgeting issues, I'm sure that that has been handled. Like I think especially from the girl standpoint, which once again, not to like totally generalize, but I at least know for me, if I was planning someone else's wedding and someone had a budget hiccup, I wouldn't want to stress the bride out with that. I'd be like, no problem. Like, how can we figure this out? Let's talk it through. And I would like solve that without like Aubrey or Natalie needing to know. So to my knowledge, there haven't been as many issues. Also, like, I know I'm chipping in big ways for the Bachelorette to like, you know, which I won't get into specifics, but like, I feel like I'm doing a lot to like throw bones to the group so that it's not like
very aware of it.
They're doing. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, I gifted them before, I'll gift them after.
Do you have any guilt having people fly out of the country for it?
I honestly just,
I feel like that's a big element when you hear.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally. I feel like I read the room of like what is possible for these girls. And like, fortunately, a lot of them are successful and like, I mean, my friend Bree's been saying, I'm so excited for a vacation. Like for her, she's like hyped that she has an excuse to like buy a ticket to Cabo and like spend a weekend by the beach that she wouldn't take for herself. So, you know, that was a situation. And if someone told me like, unfortunately, I'm not able to make it for XYZ reason, I feel like I would completely understand. And I always try to open myself up to my friends to be able to be honest with me and then over express like that I completely understand. So I feel like my relationships with these girls has set the tone for us to be able to like plan something like this and be able to be transparent.
We both got really lucky in that we're the first of our friend group for the most part in doing the bachelorette party in the wedding season.
Right.
So everyone does have that juice and that energy, and also relatively speaking has the funds because it's not like they've gone down six of these before it's kind of the sixth in 1 year type of thing. So we're definitely lucky in that way. I was aware that, hey, going to Vegas is relatively speaking cheaper than other bachelor party destinations, especially as I have a lot of folks coming from Southern California. Even I guess I have a group coming from Seattle, and Austin and Vegas is kind of in the middle, but I'm still asking people to fly in. And in terms of budgets, we do have guys sitting out on golf, guys sitting out on, you know, where we rented a table for a pool party, which might be excessive to some. Other people, that's just, hey, what you do in Vegas. And that's what, like, they're excited to spend that money and have an awesome Saturday afternoon. And so I think it's being wary of where it nets out differently for different folks and just not making people feel guilty if they do sit out on a thing, which is so easy to do in Vegas because there's entertainment everywhere.
Right. And I love the fact that you just brought that up, that there'll be some people partaking in some things and some things not, because like that is reality sometimes. And I think it's super healthy that like you guys can do that. And then those guys can have a good time and there's no like, you know, cattiness or negativity. But I feel like throughout our lives, we make an effort to communicate and develop these like really special friendships where guys can tell you that and you're not like, oh, I can't believe like they don't want to do this for me. You're like, no problem. Like you're even happy that they said it. And it probably makes you a little bit happy that they feel comfortable being honest with you.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And it's also being aware of, you know, some of the experiences we're doing. We got like a little discount here and there. And you're just not asking people to. That was a big thing, is you don't want people to be forced to spend this money of, hey, we are doing this. Everyone has to spend this. It's,
right.
Hey, the group wants to do this. If you want in, you're going to have to chip your portion, which makes it way easier for people to just say, nah, I'm out.
Completely. Now, on that note, one of the questions we got was, do you guys have individual expectations?
No. And that's why I think my bachelor party is going to be awesome, because this weekend.
And yours is going to suck, Vic.
No. This weekend's sneaking up on me, and I don't think I have like, oh, I got to do this, or like, this has to happen. I'm going there. It's going to be a great time. And I don't really have expectations, but I also, I guess I expect it to be a great time, but it's not like a bucket list. It's got to live up to a 10 out of 10 standard.
Right. I obviously teeter on the other end of the spectrum, just naturally. Like, I have expectations about everything. I feel like I just grew up dreaming of a fairy tale. Like, I know you felt the pressure with the engagement. I mean, you absolutely gave me the engagement of my dreams, and I'm obsessed with it, and I wouldn't change a thing. But even to the beginning of this podcast, when you said, like, Aubrey's probably been taking notes on things you said your whole life, like, I recognize that I give off a pressure of, like, Vic likes things a certain way. Like, it comes through in just my work and the pressure I put on myself to make sure everything's perfect all the time. And so I feel like I am in a season of life over the past few years where I've really recognized things like that. And for months now, I have had this theme of no expectations. Like, the fact that I get to show up and my 9 best friends are going to be there ready to have a good time for me. Like, let's do that on a dirt field in a box. Like, it's going to be amazing. And so I've had to put in the work with whether it was journaling, conversations with friends. I brought it up in therapy a few times, just like really making sure I walk into the weekend with the ability to be present and so grateful for like whatever is there. And one more thing I'll say is, you know, the whole bridezilla term, or sometimes you're at someone's birthday or you're at events and like people can just be very like, I need everything to be perfect and we're supposed to do this and blah, blah, blah. And then you can sense that other people are like walking on eggshells around them. The last thing I want is to be a bride where my friends are like, oh my God, but like, should we bring this up to Vic? Does Vic want to do this? Like, like, oh my God, Vic's gonna like, I don't want people being fake happy to like create a fake situation for me. I want to be the chill bride. I want to be cool. I want to be fun. I want people to be themselves. So
in this same lane, how are you going to handle social media? Like, are you going there saying, hey, I got to get up X amount of stories. I got to get the feed posts. Like, what's the mindset there?
That has probably been more so stressful on my conscience, like more than the expectations thing, because I post everything and I've been at this place where I'm trying to detach from my phone more and connect to my life in a better way. So I have really been thinking about how I want to go about that. And I have sort of decided that there are like 4 or 5 TikToks I do want to film. I'm excited to film them. Like, it doesn't seem daunting. I'm going to have to make sure that I have the awareness to recognize when I'm stepping out of the, this is really fun and we're making videos together and having the best time, to wait, but stand over here. This has to be right. You're not mouthing the words correct. We have to make sure we hit it here. This needs to go viral. Like, I think I can get pulled into both of those orbits. And so I feel like I am good at sensing when I'm getting pulled away. And I think, you know, when we've been at events and I've been like, Max, will you take a photo for me? And then you take it. And then I'm like, wait, will you take it again? And then you take it. And I'm like, you know what? We're not getting it. Let's move on. I've been pretty good at recognizing.
You're really good at that. Yeah. And the energy is going to be so good. You guys are renting an Airbnb. You guys are living together.
Right.
I bet you double the amount of TikToks you're saying. I bet you get 10 by the end of it.
Who knows? But I don't think I'm going to be storing all day, every day at all. If anything, I'll just like do it when I'm back. I'm just going to try to be intuitive and check in with myself in the moment and see how I feel. I think if I were to say now, it's very black and white. This is what's going to happen and this isn't. That's not like right.
You got to get Ella on her filming content.
Yes.
I told Wood the same thing. I got a buddy who's a photographer by trade, and he'll be the camera video guy to make sure we document the scenes that should be documented.
Right. That's what Ella said to me too. She's like, because Ella just takes hype videos that I know I'm going to want later.
That's what you need. Hype videos in Cabo.
Right. So I think it'll be fine. I think with all these things, I'm being very mindful of it up front, playing out scenarios in my head to then be prepared. I think it's okay to prepare and like address different situations and how you want to feel and what you value to like get in touch with that. Anyways, shifting from super philosophical to what everyone really came here to know. Max,
what's on my head?
We got lots of questions about,
I already know where this is going.
Strippers. Thoughts on the strip clubs in Vegas. Are strippers allowed? Any rules with the strippers? What are your thoughts on if cheating is allowed? Which that is so extreme.
Who asked that?
Someone literally said, my boyfriend told me it's the last hurrah. Like, what are your thoughts on cheating?
Wait, I want to meet them.
I'm like, my thoughts on cheating.
That dude is digging in saying it's the last time and I get to cheat. I get a hall pass for the weekend.
Literally, and their boyfriend and girlfriend, I'm like, he's really trying to like set the tone early before they're even engaged in doing this stuff. Anyways, so.
Yeah, what are your thoughts? I'll let you start this off.
Well, it's funny, you guys, because Max and I really haven't fleshed this out. We've tried to flesh it out.
Yeah, this is on the spot right here.
We've tried to flesh it out off air, but you know what? It's real pod, so we would save it for the pod. What are my thoughts? I don't feel threatened by a stripper. So first of all, not in a negative way, like anyone who's in any industry, sex workers, like that's great. Whatever is works for your life. What I mean is I don't think that you in a strip club is threatening to our relationship and like our values and what we have. So am I going to tell you can't do something? No, that's not how our relationship works. I trust that you respect me. I trust that you know me. I trust that you wouldn't want to ruin our relationship and be the most hated man on social media. So I'm not setting a rule. However, we have talked about like nuances because I think we have differences. Like, you
well,
know,
when you get into the nuances, it gets real gray area quickly.
I mean, there are certain things where I think a guy might think it's okay to like, oh, I don't know, a motorboat a stripper or get a lap dance and like put your hands on her ass and like let her actually rub up against you. Like that stuff is where I think guys might be like, oh, it's no, it's just fun. We're in a strip club, like whatever. And I'm like, no. And what I told Max was, think of it this way. Would it be okay for me to put my boobs in someone's face in Cabo? And do you want me to grind up on a hot guy in the club, like with my butt on him? Probably not.
No,
so
get
if,
out of here.
If you would
no
not
one wants that.
If you would not want me to do that with someone else, why should
but
someone
I thought
else
it was the other
do
way
that
around.
Too?
I thought it was a dude giving you a dance, not like you giving a dude a dance.
Well, is that worse? Because then that's what it is.
Well, you giving a dance is way worse. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm not going to Vegas trying to risk the relationship, trying to get the wedding canceled. I do think when you get into like, well, you can touch the knee, but you can't touch the upper thigh. And if you're up to the hip, then we're off. The wedding's canceled. We're getting, I guess, divorced, call the whole thing off. Like that to me is like, all right, will I go to a strip club? We'll see. But I'm in a, you know, look, but don't touch
well,
mentality.
Will you go to a strip club? I have been saving this text to read you for this moment.
What are you about to pull up?
So I was texting your best man because it's kind of.
I trust this response, wherever this is going. We have the same gauge on
it's
this.
It's kind of a thing where sometimes you. And now it's kind of a spoiler, but you do a little gift for your groom or your bride on their trip. Like nothing extreme, but just like, oh, you know, scent shots or something like that. You know, I think that's cute. So I hit up your best man, just like, you know, any little wifey thing I can do. And
what are you about to say in reference to a strip club?
He says, we're all good, but a fat stack of ones would be clutch.
That's so good. Get him on the podcast. That's so good. That's so good.
And I
all time clip it out. That's a great clip. That's an all time text. A fat stack of ones for the squad in the strip club. What was the response?
I just said like, ha ha ha, I hate you. And then I just thought like in all seriousness, like, let me know because I wasn't going to like keep going, but I just thought that was hilarious.
No, that's good stuff. Yeah. I don't think, I mean, it's not everyone's cup of tea. It's all good. I'm not like a strip club dude. I'm not like, hey, I'm going to Vegas. This is my last shot. We got a bunch of steam to burn off. Like, no, it's not the mentality, but like, you know, like we've talked about, it's not like,
yeah. And also
I can't go and you're not going to talk to me for 2 months. If
also there's an element of like, my brother is going to be there. And so are Max's brothers. However, my brother, Jonathan, my older brother, who's always been super protective. Like when I was in high school, I remember I had a guy come over and like Jonathan went upstairs with his buddy and like they threw on like suits and came down like in suits on like a random Wednesday, like, yo. And like people used to be like, you know, he used to be super protective. And now Max has been friends with Jonathan for like 5 years. They're boys. We're sitting somewhere recently and I'm like, yo, Jay, I'm like, you have my back in the strip club. He was like, I'm here for the boys.
Let's go, Jay.
And I was like, what happened? happened to your little sis
Let's
here?
Go.
So I don't even know if I could trust him.
Shout out to all the guys that are about to propose. Make sure you ask for the older brother's blessing before you do it. You get a lot of brownie points, a lot of street cred that can pay off.
Because you asked for Jonathan's blessing too.
Yep.
That's so cute. So anyways, that's kind of how we stand. I guess the follow-up question is like thoughts on the don't ask, don't tell. Like, are we recapping our...
That's your like life thesis.
Tell them what's my life thesis.
When I first started dating Vic, I'll never forget. I still bring it up. It was in reference. You had a conversation with your mom when you were like a teenage girl. And she made some comment like, what he doesn't know won't hurt him. Or like, you know, don't tell him what he doesn't need to know type of thing. And I'm like, this is the weekend where that comment applies. But I trust you. We're fine.
Oh, I'm the most loyal person ever. Like, Natalie will joke that, like, I'll be in a bar and, like, a guy will, like, walk by and I'll be like, excuse me? You're walking too close. I'm engaged to Max and I love him. Like, that's
yeah,
me. Tone like,
it down.
I waver so loyal. So that's not a problem with me. Obviously, so does Max. Like, I completely trust Max. So there's no concerns. But in terms of don't ask, don't tell, you know, I don't think I'm gonna...
Yeah, what's going to be your question?
I don't
Monday
know.
Morning.
Am I going to want to know? Here's my thing. You're with a bunch of amazing dudes. So I feel like they all have the utmost respect for me and I love your friends. So I don't think you're going on a trip with like guys who like are evil. So I feel like if anything were to happen, that even if you were like not going to tell me, I do feel like I'm close enough with like Wood or it would get back to your brothers. I don't know. The Seattle boys, I think, would like go to the grave for you. But I got my heart on the SC boys who I think would not disrespect me.
Because you have inroads with their significant others. That's how you would get it. If something were to happen, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. But. Because, here's how it works. If something were to happen, Nick would tell Chloe and Chloe would tell me. So you can't do anything.
That's so true. Dang it, Slosh.
Chloe
is
the pipeline.
Button it up.
I think I'll probably ask. I want to know if you went to a strip club and then... That I'll probably say, did you guys go? And then you'll let me know. And then I think based on like that little reaction conversation, I'm not going to like ask.
The conversation will not just drop there. You're not going to be like, do you go to a strip club? Yeah, we went. Conversation over. Yeah, right. You'll ask the follow-ups.
I mean, because part of me is fun. Like if you, like I get it. You're the groom. Like you want a little lap dance, whatever. But I don't know what a lap dance really is until I was once again talking to Ella. I was like, I don't care if he gets a lap dance. And she was like, you don't care if he gets a lap dance. And I was like, well, what is it? And then she was describing all these things to me that I was like, no.
There's like, yeah.
There's levels. Let's stay at level one. Let's stay at PG.
Yeah, I got you.
Anyways, I don't care. Like I said, Max knows that I am very cut and dry.
Your audience is going to think I'm like fiending for this strip club.
No, I don't. No one thinks you are. This is just me. Like, you're clearly like the greatest person ever. But I just think this is anybody. Like, you would just, anybody would have minor thoughts about sending their significant other.
Should I wear this hat into the strip club if we go?
Yeah, that would honestly be iconic. Anyways, obviously, you're a good person. Obviously, I don't think anything's going to happen. I trust you. You're loyal. However, I think anyone have concerns given Sin City, given strip club, given people being possibly blacked out drunk. But Max knows, and I say this evilly, that if he ever did anything, I would be gone and I would never look back. And so, you know, he knows that.
Cancel the wedding.
Yep. So will we talk during our trips?
I
don't think so, right? We never text each other when we're out of town. I'm going to be enjoying my trip. You're going to be enjoying yours.
Yeah, we barely text when you're traveling and working and whatnot. I feel like it'll be a good night text.
I don't even think so. Honestly, just enjoy your weekend. Let's talk on Sunday.
So in reality, Saturday night comes and goes. If you do not have a text Saturday night or Sunday, like first thing when you wake up, I feel like you would be like, what the heck?
No, I swear.
Really?
I'm going to be so immersed.
I'm just like, oh, I lost my phone. Sorry.
No, you don't even have to say that. I am going to be so immersed in my friends and our weekend. I don't want to be worried about texting anyone. We never do that anyways. We literally barely text.
Zero shot we're texting during the day.
I'm sure I'll send you something like, hey, thinking of you, love you, or...
Get out of here. It should be like, hope you're crushing at the poker tables, or hope Marquee's a good time.
Yeah.
Hope you're... Three-team parlay is coming through.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know, but I don't really... If you don't text me back, I'm not going to be by my phone, like, causing a fit. I'm going to be having the time of my life, hopefully.
You'll be getting Snapchats. That's what'll happen.
Yeah.
Especially because, once again, girls at your bachelor party will be Snapchatting guys at my bachelor party, so... You know, there's going to be footage.
There are things that are intertwined. I could see a really fun, sporadic, like, FaceTime moment that's unplanned.
Oh,
where, like,
yeah.
Your squad's FaceTiming my squad. But for the most part, no, I don't want to be glued to my phone. Max and I live together. I can survive if we don't text for 3 days. Like, we've never been that kind of couple, and I like that about us.
This makes me think, what if we would have done the same location bachelorette bachelor party dynamic?
Yeah, people ask that. People ask, did we ever consider doing one together?
We didn't really. I think the idea is sick. I don't hate on it at all. I think it's a great time.
We didn't consider it because I thought if I even brought it up, Max would literally be so like, oh, you would. And I never live it down. He'd be like, Vic wanted to do one together. So that's why I never brought it up. And also, I do kind of like selfishly that I have my own girls' weekend.
Yeah, I'm glad we did separate. But I do think for the right squad, especially if everyone's the same age group and phase of life, I think it's a good time.
Last question. Who gets more lit, Max or Vic?
I'll take the honors for that.
Max?
I love having a good time. Vic can only have like 2 drinks. Not even that you're like drunk. You just kind of like gas out. You get juiced up on other people's energy. If I have a few drinks in me and other people's energy, like I'll have
Max
I'll
can
have
literally
time.
Keep going all night. I would say in general, you get more lit than me. However, I think
Turn
me
up.
In environments where I have all my people and it's something like this, I am a different Vic.
You're going to information overload. You're going to like combust. You're going to have all the people you love.
Exactly.
No responsibilities, like your weekend. Yeah, you'll have a blast.
I'm so excited.
We'll both be getting...
Well, we both literally leave tomorrow on our plane rides.
I'm Friday. You're getting
ahead. I'm Thursday.
A day head start on me.
So anyways, I love you. I hope that this is not the last time we are happily engaged. I'm just kidding.
I got to come back on Real Pod.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to recap Bachelor Weekend.
Wait,
with
that episode would get so many views, like... Bachelorette or bachelor party drama, Vic and Max hash it out
okay,
on Real Pod.
I'd rather we not do that. So why don't everything go as planned?
Yeah, we're good to go.
But I am doing a recap with Obs and Nat. So we can call you in and you can give us a little blurb on like, are we good to go?
Sounds good. I love you and I'll see you on the other side.
I love you and I'll see you on the other side. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Real Pod. If this hit home or helped you in some way, send it to a friend, a teammate, roomie, share the love, share the realness. New episodes of Real Pod come out every single Wednesday. So make sure you are subscribed to this podcast so you never miss an episode. To leave a rating or a review of the show, head to iTunes and let me know what you think. I love hearing from you. Not to mention, you can stay connected with Real Pod throughout the week, seeing behind the scenes info and sneak previews of upcoming guests by following the @RealPod account on Instagram. All information about today's show and guests will be linked in the description of this episode. Thanks again for listening. I love you guys so, so much. Let's go dominate the day. And as always, keep it real.